House and the Grand Bazaar with his hands in his pockets, whistling. He looked like many local males in his linen shirt, baggy trousers made from lightweight wool, and boots. His golden brown skin was vivid against the cream-colored linen. He wore no turban or hat, as the Chumuri men and boys did, but left his black, coarse-cut hair uncovered. His thin, bladed nose might have come from any family native to the area. Even his gray-green eyes could have come of a match between a local and a passing merchant. Races mingled here every bit as freely as they did in Briar's former homes of Hajra and Summersea. His destination was Golden House. He'd been in and out of the Grand Bazaar for weeks, buying oils, dried imported herbs, cloth for bags and jars, all for his work at the Water Temple. Shopping there had given him the chance to look over the big and lesser specialty markets of the bazaar. It wasn't until he'd tried to arrange for a day and a booth from which to sell his miniature trees that he learned of Golden House. That was the place for him, the men who sold booth spaces had explained. In Golden House, buyers found mages and magical supplies, precious metals, rare woods like ebony and sandalwood, jewelry, and precious and semi-precious stones. Briar's miniature trees, which were not only works of art, but were also shaped to draw particular magical influences to a home,